More than 200 foreign investors are expected to travel to New Zealand in the next year under a new visa exemption. The Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment expects they'll bring in investment and technology expertise into the country. NZTE's General Manager of Investment, Dylan Lawrence, says investor interest in New Zealand has never been higher, especially given the way New Zealand has managed the pandemic. He told reporter Amy Williams those interested in investing want to be here to make hands-on decisions.
It's been pretty difficult to be able to turn that interest and that profile into getting investors and companies to transact. And the key constraint's been this inability for them to be able to bring their people into the country to be able to conduct due diligence. And for the last wee while, we've tried these various ways to conduct due diligence virtually. You know, we've tried GoPros and drones to do site visits, and we've tried introducing them to people in New Zealand who could act as their trusted partners on the ground. But ultimately, we got minimal take-up, and a number of projects or investment projects were paused. So I think it's been really important for New Zealand to get this exemption up and running, and we're already getting a lot of interest from investors wanting to resume their work here in New Zealand.
How can people apply? Can people who are not already part of the Investment Attractions Program say they'd like to be part of it?
So in order for us to support it, we need to be working with them. It's, you know, it's about making sure that the, you know, it's a minimal number of exemptions available, and we want to be really careful about how we filter those transactions we support, making sure that they're working for good outcomes for New Zealand. And I guess to be clear, you know, it's a small number of exemptions, but getting an exemption entitles them to enter the country. But they've still got to apply for these MIQ spots, just like everyone else. These are generally short-stay visas, so I think there's two types, the 0 to 6 month one or a 6 to 12 month one. And most of the investors that are approaching us are after the sort of 0 to 6 month exemption. None of them are looking to move here. They're just employees of funds and large global companies looking to conduct due diligence for the purpose of putting expansion capital to work, which, you know, it helps create high-value jobs and also helps New Zealand succeed on the global stage.
What about investment advisors who might have investors on their books? Could they approach NZTE?
Absolutely. I'd encourage anyone that's wanting to get their investors to come in for the purpose of conducting DD to reach out. We're happy to explore whether, you know, it's a great opportunity for New Zealand, because that's ultimately the key piece here.
And was NZTE planning to publicise this or let people know it's an option now?
Yes, absolutely. We first wanted to work out what the right process was. We wanted to get that all lined up. Look, it's only just been announced, and we're trying to operationalise it in a very coherent manner. And we'd look to just put some comms out around that in the next sort of seven to 10 days.
That is NZTE's General Manager of Investment, Dylan Lawrence. He was talking to reporter Amy Williams.